Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. My name is Yang Li.
And I'm William.
My dear co-presenter, William, don't you know it's rude to speak with your mouth full, particularly in the BBC audio programme?
Well, I do know that, but I've really been enjoying this super jumbo hamburger. Ah, that was so good. I just can't get enough of super jumbo hamburgers recently.
So what is it about super jumbo hamburgers that you like so much?
Well, good question, Lee. I think it might be the delicious 100% beef burger and how the flavours merge with the sauce, which is made to a carefully guarded recipe. But then again, I like the lovely gherkins and the crisp, crunchy lettuce. But also, let's not forget the layers of soft yellow cheese. Maybe it's all of those things. I think I could have another, actually.
Well, Will, all I can say is you have changed your tune.
That's an interesting phrase, Lee. Shall we make it our phrase of the day?
Sure, why not?
The English We Speak.
If you change your tune, you change your attitude towards something or someone.
It's a slightly critical phrase, but in a jokey sort of way. Let's hear another example.
What do you think about Mark? Don't you think he's really good looking?
Mark? I thought you hated him.
That was last week. This week, I feel very different.
Wow, you've certainly changed your tune.
I have to say, I don't think I change my tune very often.
Well, I'm sure that's true, but we don't generally use the phrase to talk about ourselves. We tend to always say, you've changed your tune, or you've certainly changed your tune. And we say it like this, you've changed your tune.
Okay, and you have certainly changed your tune, William, about super jumbo hamburgers.
No, I've always loved those things.
No, trust me, Will. Hang on. Here you go. 2 weeks ago, you said this. I hate super jumbo hamburgers. The meat is like low-grade frozen cardboard. The cheese is like plastic. And the tomatoes are like rubber. After I eat one, I just want to curl up in bed. That's what you said.
Oh, right. Well, I guess they must have grown on me.
What a change of tune from William the burger hater to William the burger lover.
The English We Speak.
From BBC Learning English.
That was a podcast of The English We Speak. For all the latest downloads and quizzes, go to our website, bbclearningenglish.com.